GCSE Sociology Podcast, Quantitative Research Methods. Hello and welcome to your GCSE Sociology Revision Podcast. I'm here to guide you through one of the most important topics in your OCR J204 specification, Quantitative Research Methods. Now, if you're sitting your sociology exam, you absolutely need to master this topic because it comes up again and again in both Section A and Section B questions. The examiners love testing whether you understand the difference between quantitative and qualitative approaches, and more importantly, whether you can evaluate which method works best for different research contexts. Today, we're going to cover three main quantitative methods: questionnaires, structured interviews, and official statistics. We'll explore their strengths and limitations, and I'll share some examiner secrets that will help you pick up those higher-level marks. By the end of this episode, you'll feel confident tackling any quantitative methods question that comes your way. Let's dive in. So, what exactly are quantitative research methods? Well, the clue is in the name. Quant means quantity, numbers, statistics. Quantitative methods are all about collecting numerical data that can be measured, counted, and analyzed statistically. Think surveys with tick box answers, government statistics on crime rates, or structured interviews where everyone gets asked exactly the same questions in the same order. The big advantage of quantitative methods is that they allow sociologists to study large numbers of people and identify patterns and trends across society. This is what we call macro-scale research. For example, the Office for National Statistics conducts the census every 10 years, gathering data from every household in the UK. That's quantitative research on a massive scale. Let's break down the three main methods you need to know. First up, questionnaires. These are written lists of questions that respondents complete themselves. They can be handed out in person, posted through the mail, or increasingly completed online. Questionnaires typically use closed questions with pre-coded answers like strongly agree, agree, disagree, strongly disagree, or multiple choice options. This makes the data easy to quantify and analyze. The key strength of questionnaires is reliability. Because every respondent gets exactly the same questions in the same format, another researcher could repeat the study and get similar results. That's what reliability means: consistency and replicability. Questionnaires are also great for reaching large, geographically dispersed samples, which helps with representativeness. If your sample is representative of the wider population, you can generalize your findings with confidence. But here's the catch, and this is crucial for evaluation marks. Questionnaires lack validity. Validity means truthfulness and depth of understanding. Because respondents are forced to choose from preset answers, they can't express the complexity of their real views. A tick box can't capture the nuances of someone's experience. Plus, there's the issue of social desirability bias. People might tick the answer they think makes them look good rather than being completely honest. Next, structured interviews. These are face-to-face or telephone interviews where the interviewer reads out a standardized list of questions, often with pre-coded response categories. Think of a market research interviewer with a clipboard stopping you in the street. Structured interviews share many of the same strengths as questionnaires. They're reliable because the process is standardized, they can reach fairly large samples, and they're relatively objective because the interviewer's personal views don't influence the questions. The response rate is often higher than postal questionnaires because people find it harder to say no to someone standing in front of them. However, structured interviews also suffer from limited validity. The interviewer can't deviate from the script to explore interesting answers in depth, and respondents might feel pressured to give socially acceptable answers, especially on sensitive topics. There's also the practical issue of cost. Hiring and training interviewers is expensive compared to posting out questionnaires. Finally, official statistics. These are numerical data collected by government agencies like the Office for National Statistics, the Department for Education, or the Home Office. Examples include crime statistics, unemployment figures, educational achievement data, and health statistics. Official statistics are incredibly useful for sociologists because they're already collected, often on a huge scale, covering the entire population. They're highly reliable because the collection methods are standardized and consistent over time, allowing researchers to identify trends. They're also free to access and analyze, which is a massive practical advantage. But here's where you need to be critical. Official statistics can lack validity because they may not measure what they claim to measure. Take crime statistics. Police-recorded crime only includes crimes that are reported and recorded. What about the dark figure of unreported crime? Victims of domestic abuse, for example, often don't report to the police, so official statistics underestimate the true extent of the problem. There's also the issue of political influence. governments might change how statistics are collected or categorized to make their policies look more successful. The key takeaway here is this. Quantitative methods are brilliant for identifying patterns, correlations, and trends across large populations. They give us the what and the how many, but they struggle to give us the why, the deeper meanings and motivations behind people's behavior. That's where qualitative methods come in, but that's a topic for another podcast. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where you can really boost your marks. First, learn to use the PER structure for evaluation questions. That stands for practical issues, ethical issues, and reliability/validity/representativeness. This framework ensures you cover all the angles examiners are looking for. For example, if you're asked to evaluate the use of questionnaires to research educational achievement, you discuss practical issues like cost and response rates, ethical issues like informed consent and confidentiality, and then the big theoretical debate about reliability versus validity. Always apply your evaluation to the specific context of the question. A questionnaire might work brilliantly for researching voting behavior, but terribly for researching domestic violence. Second, understand what the command words are asking you to do. Describe means give me two developed features with supporting detail. Explain why means give me multiple causes or reasons and link them together. Assess or evaluate means weigh up strengths against limitations and reach a balanced judgment. Third, avoid these common mistakes. Don't conflate validity with reliability. They're different concepts. Reliability is about consistency. Validity is about truth and depth. Don't claim that quantitative methods are always quick and cheap. Large-scale surveys can be incredibly expensive and time-consuming to administer and analyze. And never, ever forget to apply the method to the specific research context in the question. Generic answers get generic marks. Finally, for those 12-mark extended response questions, make sure you write a balanced argument. Present the strengths of the method, then present the limitations, and finish with a clear judgment. Use sociological terminology accurately. Talk about operationalization, representativeness, generalizability, and positivist versus interpretivist perspectives. Examiners love seeing that you understand the theoretical debates underpinning research methods. Okay. Let's test your knowledge with a quick-fire recall quiz. Pause after each question and see if you can answer without looking at your notes. Question 1. What does reliability mean in research methods? Answer. Reliability means consistency and replicability. If a study is reliable, another researcher could repeat it and get similar results. Question 2. Give two strengths of official statistics. Answer. They're collected on a large scale, often covering the whole population, making them highly representative, and they're free to access and already available, saving time and money. Question 3. Why might questionnaires lack validity when researching sensitive topics? Answer. Because respondents might give socially desirable answers rather than truthful ones, and the pre-coded questions don't allow them to express the complexity of their real experiences. Question 4. What is the dark figure of crime? Answer. It refers to crimes that are committed but not reported to or recorded by the police, meaning official crime statistics underestimate the true level of crime. How did you do? If you got all 4, brilliant. If not, go back and review those concepts. Let's wrap up. Today, we've covered the 3 main quantitative research methods for GCSE sociology: questionnaires, structured interviews, and official statistics. Remember the key trade-off. Quantitative methods excel at reliability, representativeness, and identifying large-scale patterns, but they struggle with validity and depth of understanding. They give us the what and how many, but not always the why. When you're revising, practice applying these methods to different research contexts. Ask yourself, would a questionnaire work well for researching this topic? What about official statistics? What are the practical, ethical, and theoretical issues? And in the exam, use that PER structure, apply your knowledge to the specific question context, and always aim for balanced evaluation. That's how you'll hit those top-level marks. Thanks so much for listening to this revision podcast. Keep practicing, stay confident, and remember, sociology is all about thinking critically about the social world. You've got this. Good luck with your exams.